The Torah Toisha tells us, Moiridik, in Bechukoi Saiteleichu, if you go in my Uchukim, Ves Mitzvoi Saitishmu, Vasisem Oisom, you'll be Zoiche to Brochis. Aber da verstehen, the Loshen of the Brochis over here, Vinosati Gishmeichem Beitom. What's the Lord Gishmeichem? Your Geshem. It's our Geshem. What's the Pshad Barachatim Lachlem Lachmechem? Your Lechem. It's our Lechem. Baruch Ato Hashem, and the Kedu Melech Alam Hamoitzi Lechem in Oretz. The Banisham is Moitzi the Lechem. V'yishavtem levetach ba'aretzichem, it's your eretz. What's Mishan Rebbe Yisrael? How do we know that b'kizchus kiyam ha-Torah muzorach to brachis? But why the Torah ha-Torah should emphasize it's yours? Yesterday in the Chumash, I said in one Mahalach, the different Mahalach, as we know, the Bereshim gave over the Schus of the Bria. We know the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave over the Schus of Bria, the Schus of the Bria, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave over to the Ben Adam, to the Bnei Mitzrayim. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hei Amid Be'Amid Aleph says, Loi ki midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas Basar V'Dam. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas Basar V'Dam. Is Adam Moicha Chepetz L'Chaveiroi. A person sells a Chepetz L'Chaveiroi. He sells it mitoch doich koi, Rashi says. You sell a Chepetz, you don't want to sell it. It's an object that he has found from his grandfather. It's been passed down 20 years. It's very, very precious, but he has no money. He has to live. He's all safe. And the Lokeach is a Meach. Abba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. Nosan Lahem Torah. He gave to them the Torah of Esorach. The Torah is also a precious gift by the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or when he gave it over, he was somach, shenemar, ki lekach toiv, nosati lochem, toirosi al tazoiv, don't leave it. If you sell something to somebody else, you don't mind if he leaves it, you'll get it back. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't leave it, I'm warning you, don't leave it, stay with it. From here we see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, his meat is not like the boss of Adam. Frek, Rebbe Lezer Moshe Horovitz on the Gemara, lechor is a pella otzim, that Gemara. What's the dimyoy? What is the dimyon? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Yisrael with Samach. And how can it be that a person selling a chayfetz? When a person sells a chayfetz, he loses that chayfetz. It's no longer with him. That precious heirloom. His big beautiful vase that he's had in his living room for 22 years. His great grandma's vase. In Poland, she used to put precious flowers from our garden in this vase. And he has this precious vase. It's been passed down for Grandma Tilly. And this vase he sells with the memories of those beautiful flowers that were in Grandma's vase. How heartbreaking is it when he loses that vase? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Yisrael v'Samach. What's this thing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu lost something? He didn't lose anything. He has the Torah also. Kadosh Baruch Hu learns Torah. Look in the Gemara for the Zohar Gemara with Beis. He learns Torah. It's a Baruch Hashem Shashua. He lost the Torah. He gave it to us. He didn't lose anything. What's the difference? Gemara is saying, oh, we see the Baruch Hashem is much more gvaldic than the Bas of Adam. What's the dimyon? So the lesson of Moshe Horovitz in Brachos. Up in the Medrash, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Yisrael, he not only gave the Torah, but he gave over with that Hanhagas Habriya. He gave over a certain Hanhagas Habriya, Rabbi said with that. He gave over a Koch in the Briya, that a person who learns Torah can be Geyser. Umekayim. Hashem Umekayim is Dvarov. Mir the gezachar boys of how a person has a koyach in the bria beschus amelus batoira. Mir the koyach he has in this bria beschus amelus batoira. That he could change the bria. That could be a time of drought. There was nigs on cloudy soil on the whole world, no water. A beschus amelus batoira. He can change the bria. And we said over 1 year on Shavuos night. The murder of the Goy Chaim HaKadosh in Paris B'Shalach with the Gemara Brank the Maisa with Pinchas Ben Yair. And Pinchas Ben Yair was walking on the way and he was walking with his Arabs, his worker, the guy who helped him out. And they were passing by, and there was a stream. Moran Chulim Zion, there was a stream over there. And the Gemara tells us, and maybe the Gemara, that the Heavy Gemara and Chulim Dav Zion, they were going on the way. With his Arabs, and the Maisa, as that she was passing by, they wanted to pass over. So Pinchas Ben Yair said, no problem. No problem. He told this stream to just split for him. Move out of the way. I want to go through. Get out of the way. I want to go through. And then he realized that his Arab, Zayin Amid Aleph, then he realized that Lamaisa, his Arab, was also had to get over. Pichas ben Yoav ka'azul l'pidyon shvuyin poga bei beginai. He met up beginai, Shem Hanar, a big river. Amale ginai, cholok li meimecha. He spoke to the river, river, split. Ve'ever b'cha. Amalei, ata hoyuch l'atzon shvitzon k'necha, v'ani hoyuch l'atzon r'atzon k'oni, ata sovigot. B'kitzo, yet. So he told me, ata hoyuch, k'o yisvein alash lo yavu b'cha mayim l'oilam. The river said something. So Pichas ben Yoir said, if you don't split right now, I'm going to be goyzo on you. Because the river time, I'm also going to return. You're going to do return shemayim, I'm also going to do return shemayim. Says the river, I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem flowing. Says, if you don't split this second, I'm going to dry you up, and no water is going to go through you ever. Cholaklay, it split. Havilei, Zok the Gemara, he had Hahu Taya, the love of Adayu. There was an Arab escorting him on the way. Omalei, Cholaklay, Nami Lahai. I forgot, my Arab also has to join me on the way. Split for him also. It split for him also. In fact, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, what's going on? We know by the Maisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu came, by the Maisa of Kriyas Yamsuf, Sei Chazal, the Meir de Gezach, that Moshe Rabbeinu, we know when the Medrash says, that the Yam was Hitchus connecting Moshe, didn't want to split. Ein ani nikra panecha, shani nifreisi v'yom shlishi, V'atonifes v'yom shishi. Said the Yam Suf, I'm not splitting through you. I was created on Yom Shlishi, you were created on Yom Shishi, I beat you out. Hashem nota Hashem yaminoi, al yaminu shal Moshe. Until HaKadosh Baruch put his yamin on yamin shal Moshe, and through the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch he split the Yam. Fact of pshat, fact of Orach Haim HaKadosh. What's pshat? Ma koichoi, shal Pinchas ben Yoel. This gabo my separation more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Ochein, tnai zatzai zehu bechlat anoyim shis na Hashem al kol my separations. Hashem made a tnai with the my separation li yokfufim li toiro v'am oleho. Lassos kosher yigzru aleihem. That the toiro is kfufim li toiro v'am oleho. Lassos kosher yigzru aleihem. Umemshaltem aleihem ki memshalas aboyei baruch hu. The memshala of the omlei ha-toiro is like the version of Bechvod Atzoi. V'lozeh timsik mokei b'shamayim v'olatim v'kuchomim v'shemesh yorel shot olem ha-tadik m'yachidim. They dakel maisa at the end of the day was shoyin on the ganze bria. V'akol b'tchus ha-toyra. Aber Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the one to taina. Moshe Rabbeinu was far kapos ha-toyra. It was before the tekoch ha-toyra. Therefore, he wasn't kafur to that tonight. He said, "You have to split for Torah v'amaleha. You have to split. You have to the bria is kafur. The bria is totally in the Torah v'amaleha." But Moshe Rabbeinu did not receive the Torah. It was kriyas yaltsin. It was four kabbalas of Torah. Memela. Hashem had to tell him that even though you precede him in the bria, but now since Moshe Rabbeinu is going to accept the Torah, he's been down the Torah and they're going for the Torah, and he has the schus ha-Torah. So you have to be masking to him because he also counts before the Bria. Because the whole world is totally in the Torah. That's the Pshan deposit that the river went Leisono, the Tanai HaRishoin, that Hashem made this Tanai with the Bria, Rabbi said. Oh, but only with Schus HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to answer back, the Moshe Rabbeinu has that Schus who's going to get the Torah. And he's Messiahis to this goddess of Torah even now. But Pichas in Yor was Acha Kabbalah HaTorah. The Fizeh, one of the time that's the Pshat in his Pesukim, Rabbi said. Nasati Gishmechem Beitom. It's your Geshem. Thus the Torah becomes cut, the Bria becomes Kofluf to the Amlei HaTorah. Ibuchukoi Sai Teilechu. Vefitzvoi Sai Tishmuru Vasitim Oisom. The Pshat is in the presence of Omer Batoris, Rashi says, he now has that Koya that Hashem was marked in the Bria. That the Tnai HaRishon is. That the whole Bria is kafuf to the Ben Torah. He has the shlita and the memshos of the Orach Chaim. Azoyvi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the words of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Even Nasati Gishmechem B'itam. V'achat Allah Mechem. It's your Lechem. V'yishav Tovechem B'arutzichem. It becomes your Eretz. You have Ki'ilu Kaviyoch HaKoyach. And a shlita of the Bria itself. Mo'ir the Kepshah Rabbi. So I wanted to tie it to the Choyer. That's the Pshah over here. That's what the Torah Kodesh is telling us. B'schus Omel HaTorah, Rabbi Yisrael. B'schus the Omel HaTorah. But we have to realize, Rabbi Yisrael. On one hand, we see that the Gvaldik is chus from Omel HaTorah, what it brings. Okoyach HaMemshol HaRabriya. Okoyach of Shtai, Okoyach of a person could have Bailus and a certain Shlita and Koyach HaBrocha. People go to tzaddikim, going to go to Dirli HaTorah, they want a bracha. Tom is not a guru. Where does the koyach come from? It comes from Schus Omel HaTorah. Some people once came to the Chavetz Chaim and said, Rebbe, you give us brachas. He said, what do you need my brachas? The Torah gave brachas, the Torah sent him to Yamel HaTorah. You'll have the brachas, you don't have to come to the... Everybody's looking for the string. You want to look for a string, the Torah around his toenail. Put one red string on the right toenail, one yellow string on the pinky. A tone on the pinky of his toe. And then, the Maisa, he's all set. He has one string on his right toe and one string on his left toe. And there he is. He's mamish his zorchot the brachas. Right to this place and to that place. Don't realize. You have the Koyach HaTorah in front of you. Chavetz Chaim gazor. People used to come to the Chavetz Chaim and said, he said, what do you need my bracha? The Torah gave a bracha to you. You have the schus ha-bracha. such a pelot of gazab who are running. Chas v'shon, we have to know that Avadi Tzadikim worked, and they were zeruch to the bracha because the Amel is a Torah already, but a person has it. A person sits by the shtem that he learns ba'amel. He has the schus and koyach ha-Torah. Oh, but the frightening part is, Aboisai, we would think that if a person has koyach ha-Torah, amel ba-Torah, cool, it's a mailer, he gets brachas, and if he doesn't have it, so okay, he doesn't have that mailer of brachas. Oh, but Rashi tells us something frightening. Vim loy sishmu li, the klolis. Vim loy sishmu li. If you're not so shomeli, and if you're not going to do what I say, what's loy sishmu li? Shalom to you, amelim batoira. That's how all the klolis start. Shalom to you, amelim batoira. What's the pshad, Rabbi Yisai? So I wasn't all batoira. I'm not going to be going to the brachos. I'll go and get the red strings. But I'm a fine Jew. I keep my Sabbath every week. And Ishomer Shabbat. I was speaking to a taxi driver. It's a nice thing. Chas v'shalom. I was trying to speak to him. He said, don't worry. I have my goals straight. And Ishomer Shabbat. I don't know what it means to Shomer Shabbat. What it means not to turn on lights. But cook. And Ishomer Shabbat. Oh yeah. And Ishomer Shabbat. Chas v'shalom. I feel him. He said, yes, even if I eat Basar v'cholov, but Shoigeg, I have a Koev Beten from it. I get a stomachache. That was what he was telling me yesterday. I was saying, maybe we should hear Shuri Torah. Don't worry. I'm a Derech Abal Derech Eretz. Sitting there with no kapel and no pay. But Chas v'shalom, we can't make fun. It's a beautiful thing that he keeps Shabbos still. Whatever he feels, Tassog, he has a certain tradition. Oh, but Zot Chashim, Lord, you are mailing by Torah. That's not listening to me. And all the clothes come, Rabbi Yisai. What's the pshat? Why, if it brings all of Torah, she get all the brachas? And that's listening to Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's Gevaldik. And then why is it so extreme? You go to the opposite extreme. And if you're not all of Torah, so then you're not learning, and you don't learn. Vayitzen, the whole thing starts with Lois Ishmu Uli, because you weren't Amelim Batoira. So I didn't have Amelim Batoira. So verse! Oh, but the Teretz Israel boys, I thought, Shad is a Meridik. So Dr. Hila could go in, a Potsik in Mishle, Oy, Rechaim, Mamayil, Lamaskil, Lamansur, Mishol, Tachas. A person in his life, Zok to goyim pshad and part of the pasuk in Mishle, oyre chayim, the way of life, l'mayim and l'maskil, it has to be always going up. L'man sur mishol tachtas, in order that you shouldn't go fall to the bottom pit of H-E-L-L. So the goyim asks, what's pshad the pasuk? The goyim explains, what's pshad this pasuk? Says the goyim, miru de gazach. In Ruchnius, there's no such thing as being stagnant. You can't stay on the same rung. You can't stay on the same level. And there's a hezbah to it. There's a myriad of hezbah. If you are not understand the pshat, I'll be the stifle in Parish Bamidbo and I'll throw it over there in Pirus Peretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes you read this in this world. Why? Because if a person would stay on the same madrega his whole life, he won't go anywhere. He'll never climb up. He'll be happy. Baruch Hashem. Ani Shomer Shabbat. Baruch Hashem, I go to shul every week. If a person doesn't realize that if he doesn't go higher, he's going to go down. He sees himself falling down. He would never have the impetus. He never have the feeling that I have to go higher. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rontun is that we should reach Shlemis. Hinei sulam mutzav arzo. V'roi shoy magia ha-shomaymo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Yaakov Avinu he's going to Golus now. After 64 years, was according 77 years, whatever, many, many years, 64 years of steiging, Hashem Be'eber, noch 14 years again, without sleeping, steiging in Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to in a dream, and what's in the dream? There's a ladder. And Malachi HaShoros are going up and down. What was the remez to Yaakov Avinu? So the Hilik of Chofetz Chaim Pshat, I'm adding a little bit, but he says the basis for this pshat. Yaakov Avinu was going to Golis now. After Stein the Welt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, Yaakov Avinu, you should know, there's no such thing as staying in the same place. You might have reached a darga of gewaltig steiging. But in Ruchnias, there's no such thing as staying in the same rung. You're either going up or you're going down. There's no such thing as stagnancy. There's no such thing as complacency. In Ruchnias, you have to keep going up so that you don't fall, go down. So the going, that's the pshat, the pasuk in Mishnah. The understanding one knows he has to keep going up. In order that he shouldn't fall to the bottomless pit. That I believe is the pshat, Rabbi Yisai. But Rav Shmuel Rezovsky is of pshat in Chukoy Yisai Teilechu Shidru Amelim Batoira. How do you know it means to be Amelim Batoira? So Rav Shmuel Rezovsky pshat Vaz Teilechu. Pasuk says, Teilechu. You have to go in my ways. How do you go in the ways? What means going? Going means steiging. Going means growth. Going means accomplishment. Going means moving forward in Yeruchnius. Zok Rav Shmuel, no way you can do it without a melech b'Torah, hovering and working hard in Torah. There's no way in Ruchnius you can go in. You can do oust of a Teilechu. To be a Teilechu, you need a melech. That's why in everything starts from there. Because there's no such thing as staying. If you're not going to be Omel, automatically you're going to start to fall. Automatically you're going to go down. Automatically Chas v'Shalom what it could lead to. Like the pause, as Rashi says over there, you're not going to be Omel b'Torah. Soif, soif. Apikoros says, soif nechachomim. He didn't want. On Omel b'Torah, boy, sir. On Amelis Batoira is the Shaykh to come to Emes Hashmiras HaMitzvahs. To have that brand, to have that Geschmack, to have that labor Digakite in the Ruchnias. To have that warm feeling in the Ruchnias. It has to come through Amelis Batoira. And what means Amelis? Amelis doesn't mean a place that people make a mistake. A terrible mistake. Amelis, they think, means Ian Seder, that's Amela Seder. Second Seder, Bekiah's dunce cap I put on. I go into the corner, there's a little box outside like they have selling the shuls in America, you know, when you go into the shul, those that don't have that kippah, you come in, you put on your kippah, the cardboard box, and you go into the synagogue, the sanctuary. Make sure there's no noise in the sanctuary. So in the back of the box, when you come to Second Seder, you go to the box, you pick up your dunce cap, you put it on. And now I sit there like a dunce, and I don't think. It's Bekiah Seder. Bekiah means don't think. Turn off the head and no thinking. Ian Seder, now I put on my Shiva Shiyamaka, my big black yarmulke, the Rashiva Yarmulke, and now I think. Bekiah Seder is I don't think. That's the Shalom. Torah on a melech is Torah without working and herving. Is this a melech? Is this learning? It's a learning on a small darga. You have to learn and understand. Amelis means to understand. Lahavit. That's all it means. You can learn Bekiyas, Be'ian, Reb Chuvas, Reb Kiva Ega, a Pasuk in Tehillim. Amelis means to Omel, to understand, to Vashtay. And the more you Omel, the more you understand deeper. The more you Omel, the more you have a Kesher to the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. And then the Torah is ready to give over to you, Rabbi Yisrael. I want to be mazmin a little deeper oifin, Rabbi Yisrael. Why do we zircha to the schus abriya, to the koyach and the briya, when a person's omel batoy, Rabbi Yisrael? What's meant the melech, Rabbi Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to be omel. That's the tnai. To be zircha to everything is a melech batoy. So the Chazon Ish, all the schools of the Torah, what the Gemishnah Mishnah say, that Torah brings so many things to a person. Look in the Mishnah in the sixth parak. Haloi Mitor Lishma. He's Zuchel Tvarim Harbe. He's Menenenen Mimeno Eitz of Israel Shia. People come to ask him Eitzes. He has this and he has that. So the Chazanish, all the schoolers of Torah, come from Amelis Matoyah. What's the Pshat? Why Dafka Amelis? the tifa pshat, Rabbi says, is a. The pasuk says, the Gemara says in Shabbos Peches. Vayishyatzvu b'tachtes ahor. Peches and Menalv and Shabbos, Klal Yisrael stood by the foot of the mountain, Melamed. Zokta Chamor, Zokta Gimor, Melamed, Shekofa, Aleim Haki, Gigis. He lifted over the mountain, Gigigis. V'omar, and he said to the Klal Yisrael, Im atem mekavlim es ha-toyra mutov, Gvaldik, v'im lav, shom tek furascham. And that place is going to be your death. Frekt, Toysvis, what's going on here? Why do you have to force? Why do you have to coerce? Why do you have to force Klai Yisrael to accept the Torah? Hello, Klai Yisrael said, Nase v'nishma. Huva, v'chulam. Everybody sings that. Nase v'nishma, amru ki'echot. Everybody said, Nase v'nishma, frek toisviz. What's going on? Hashem's forcing them. Don't force the person. We want the Torah. Give us the Torah. So Toysviz has one teretz. And Medrash Tanchuma, Tashas Noyach, another teretz of Oysa. So the Hilik Medrash Tanchuma, what's the pshat? V'im Torah al Torah shebiktav. Zokter, he wants to say the Hilik. What Klal Yisrael said to Adam, what Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma, that was on Torah shebiktav, on the psukim, the chamishuchum shei Torah. Torah shebiktav was ever called Torah shebiktav, maybe called the Tanakh. So up there, on that they said, Nasa v'nishma. Mivnei bo yegiyah v'tzar v'hima'at. It's not just to get the pshan, the psukim. On what did we say? That Hashem had a kofa aleim. Al toyu she ba'al peh. Listen to the Lashon HaMedrash, Rabbi Yisai. On toyu she ba'al peh, on there we needed to be coerced. Why? Sheyesh bodik dukei mitzvois, kalois v'chamurois. V'azel kamovis. The kosher kish oil can also it's so hard like short to be coined it. The fish ain't lie made oisa. The only one who learns this Torah of Torah Shabbat Peh. El misha oyhev haKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol liboy u'b'chol nafshoy u'b'chol ma'oydoy. Shenemar v'ohavto az Hashem Elokecha b'chol levav b'chol b'chol nafshoy b'chol yodecha. How do we know that means Talmud Torah? What does it say after that pasuk? V'hoyu hadvar ma'ila asher anuchi mitzavecha hayoyim alavavecha. These words should be on your heart. Zokter l'lamedcha shekol misho oyev oyshev v'tainug ein yochelum perish val peh. If a person loves oyshev v'tainug, he ain't yochelum perish val peh. The fish yesh but sar godol, the nidud sheino, the yesh mivala umanabal atmo alel, the fish man schorl oilamabo. So the helik amedrish tanchuma, toyrish al balpez, kosher laknoiso, to get toyrish al balpez, to be zuchot to understand a piece of Gemara by side, toyrish balpez, we're not understanding the translation of it. But to understand on a little bit of a deeper level, and then what its true meaning, to understand a Torah visit, you have to harva b'sor b'sor, you have to work hard. And it shows, Dr. Medrash Tanchuma, amoyre deka ava tzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefi she'ein loymid oysa, elemi she'oy heiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yemes, she'nema v'yohavto, es Hashem alaykecha, b'chol levavcha, with all your heart, the whole nafshecha, you have to give up your nefesh, you have to give up your goof, you have to work hard and not enjoy yourself as much. To work on a kasha and not think running down to lunch, you have to put his mind away from the steak dinner he's having tonight and think and concentrate. The whole mo'odecha, he can't be running after money, his mind has to be focused totally on Torah Shabbat Peh. Ein mishal oyim loyim eloysel mishal oyhe v'akadosh baruch hu b'chol levavah. Learning Torah b'ameilas of Oysai is an expression of Ahava. It's an expression of Ahava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me this Torah. It's an expression of Ahava to the Torah. A Torah, I want to understand you. Torah, I love you so much, you're so precious to me, I want to understand you. The Ribbono Shel Olam, you gave us this Torah, I want to understand your Ratzon. If you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart, if you love the Torah with all your heart? How do you both come to that love? By showing it, by the appreciation of that you've given it to me. I'm going to get and learn it with all my koichos. As the Chazon Ish said, with all his koichos, all his physical koichos, with his all his mental capacities, to stay focused on that Gemara until you understand it. To chazen it over. It's a little difficult. Stay in the place. It's hard. You've spent 37 seconds. Give yourself another 12 this time. But to sit there for another time, to go over it one more time, until I have it, until it's clear by me, until I feel that I can say it over, das is amelis of Boisai. And it's so difficult in this door of Boisai, in this door especially. But of Boisai, we don't understand what we're missing. At Boisai, this is such a murdik yisoy, what we're talking about today. Just to add a little explanation for that murdik. Why are you zoicha? Why are you zoicha? Toch alach becomes your lechem. Why is we could say another tithe on the original kasha gishmeichem? The pshat is when a person learns Torah in such a way, he shows the Ibn Shalaylam how much love he has for the Ibn Shalaylam. And then you become Bechina's ben. You become part of the mishpach of the Ibn Shalaylam. We're all mishpacha. But we express our relationship with the Ibershim and two Oifanim in different psukim. We call how we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu, Avor Achamon. We say in Shemona Esrei, Rabbi Yisai, how do we say it? In the bracha, what do we say? Hashivenu Avinu, L'Seira Secha. When we refer to Torah, we refer to Hashem as our Father. And a person learns Torah with Amelis, Rabbi Yisai. And he shows his love, as the Medrash Tanchuma says, that he only loves the Ibn Shalaylam. He enters into that class of the Mishpacha of the Ibn Shalaylam. And when you're Mishpacha, Rabbi Yisai, it's your Lechem. When you're Mishpacha with the Ibn Shalaylam, it's your Geshem. When you're Mishpacha with the Ibn Shalaylam, when you come one with the Ibn Shalaylam, this is your Lechem. This is Gishmeichem. It's from your Tata. This is Lachmechem. Does his heart sechem? When a person is miskasha with the Ibn Shalom, when he's mizdabek with the Ibn Shalom's Torah, Yisroel v'araisa v'kutcher b'ichu chad hu, there's a one connection with them. Then it's lachmechem, then it's artzechem, then it's gishmeichem. Rabbi Yisai, this is so important in our generation, Rabbi Yisai. So many of us are looking for the gishmak of Torah. They tell me that it's Gishmak. I'm here 12 years. I have my sow to prove it. My basket. Look how worn out it is. But the Avo and the Simcha and the Hano, where is it? Am I tasting it? So I don't taste it. I'm learning Torah. Very nice. I come every day to Kollel. I come every day to Yeshiva. I'm a good boy. I get a check from the rabbi. Check. First Seder. Check. Second Seder. Check. Third Seder. I checked in. I'm here every day. I open my Gemara. Crack it open. And I sit there. But I haven't tasted any Gishmak. I never have happiness in my learning. There's no Gishmak. And it's a mistake, Rabbi Yisai. In the Birkas HaTorah, the Arav no Hashem HaRekeinu, says the Iglei Talam HaKdomo, we have to know, even though the mitzvahs are Rav Lehenos, you're not allowed to have a no. Mitzvahs are not for Hano. You can have a no, but we weren't given for Hano. So, Rashi, Rosh Hashanah, Chof Chesem, and Arav, El La'ol Mitla. Oh, but Torah is Lehenos. Torah is Lehenos Nitla. Torah was given that a person should have a gishmak. He should walk away after a second Seder, a first Seder, feeling so gishmak, he doesn't need to eat. He's so gishmak. His mom is in a different world. He tasted the Torah. He doesn't have to taste anything else. He's so gishmak. And Doylem learned Torah. They learned Torah and they had such gishmak, they forgot about eating, Rabbi Yisai. Did they become immortal? They were still human beings, but they were full. They were full. The Goyim says he ate a few kazeisim a day of food. He was full. His face looked full. He had big cheeks, full red cheeks. He ate so little, he slept so little, but he felt the geschmack. Why? Why? Why don't we feel the geschmack? There's no reason that every bachur should walk around and learning in Torah should have a smile. I don't know how big it is. They have to go to the dentist to stop the smile. It just keeps going. His mouth is so far out. Such a hanor. Where is the hanor? Let me find it. The hanor starts with the bracha la'asoik b'divrei Torah. We start off. So the taz and mem zayin la'asoik pupu. Lasuk, working hard. You want to taste it. You want to taste the greatest taste that's ever shared in the whole Bria. You want to taste the most geschmack thing that's mamish shared in the Welt. Be amal v'tayra. Work in Tayra. Work hard. Try through your mental, however much mental capacity you are. Try hard to understand. And we're about to go to ask, I'm going to try to work at it once again. We're not talking about a word, words that are hard, that you can look up, there's no shayla. But to try to understand a concept, it doesn't come the first time. It says, the Goyin, what a miracle, the Goyin was a genius of Boisai. The Goyin wrote a book on math. Till today they have his theories. Genius! Rav Chaim Volozhin writes, in the Sefer Sifrei Tzniut Yusa, Lakdama, Kama may upon him! Hundreds of times the Goyim worked on one single thing to come to the MS! To come to the clarity of it! Hundreds of times! Till he got shot! Rav Chaim Volozhin once came to visit the Goyim! And the people, the family said, quick, come quick, the Goyim hasn't eaten in 3 days! He hadn't eaten, maybe you can get him, convince him to eat! Rav Chaim Volozhin was rushed in quickly and saw the Goyim wrapped his head in a towel. He looked worn. And the Goyim said, Rav Chaim said, you have to eat. I can't essen. I don't have a pshat in a certain thing. 3 days. The Goyim was a genius. Mavda, he could have looked up the art scroll. The territory didn't have an art scroll there. But the Goyim didn't understand a pshat in a certain thing in Torah Shabbal Peh. He didn't understand. 3 days, the boy said, no joke, 3 days, I didn't eat. Chaim Volozhin says, you have to eat. Kenish asked, and they went over the sugi again. And together, through the koich of speaking it out, the Goyin was in the lightning with a pshat. And the Goyin had simcha tzumi, he said, to bring in food now, we could celebrate, we have pshat. We're not holding by that dag of amelis, Rabbi said. Oh, but you want to taste geschmack. You want to be a happy person. You want to be someone connected to the Yibayin Shalom B'Dvegas Atzuma! How do we connect? I love the Yibayin, I want to know how to connect to you, Yibishta! V'ahavta, Hashem Elokecha, you love me, you want to connect to me. V'ahoyu hadvarim ha'ela alavavcha. Let those words of mine be on your heart. Think about them. Hervin them. Let them become clear by you. Get clarity in the words. Work your moyach, and even no matter what level you're on, you could do it. Work a little bit harder, often, to try to understand the Torah. And then, Rabbi Isai, then that connection that you have at that moment is lo ya'umen, no taste and no hanor in this world can come to any quarter of a tenth of hanor of this hanor. And then you're set for life. That's the same of brachas. La'asok b'divrei Torah. Then we say v'harivno. If we make the tonight of la'asok to work hard, then I'm going to taste the sweetness. There'll be haravno. Hashem lo'kenu es divrei serlos chavafinu v'fi amcha beis Yisrael. Our children, everybody will see the hano. Everybody will see the hano on our faces when we have the pshat and toys and we finally get the pshat and toys. And then we'll scream out the brocha asher bocha bono mikol ha'amin. Then we'll taste it. And then we'll scream out the Yibayin Hashem, you made us this who has a Torah! I remind us of how precious we feel. Who feels good to be a Yid today? Why don't we feel so proud? Because we don't know what we have. We don't realize what we have. We don't realize this gift of Torah. We don't know what's there. We just don't know. If you look for it like Kesef, oh, it's tov in Yiras Hashem, then you understand the voice. You can't understand what I'm talking about until you do it, until you work hard. But then, you see these Gedolim, they had no lives. Chutz mitoira. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, one time I was walking back, he used to learn unbelievable Amelus. Amelus, Rav Yisai, I want to tell you in a partial, practical way for us to chazer over something many times so we have it clear. The Torah, it's so vague by us. This, that, I don't know. This, I think I have, I might have, I could have. Go over it another times. 20 times, 30 times, 40 times, till it feels clear. We're talking the Gedolim, Chaim Shmulevitz used to chazer things hundreds of times. Hundreds. And the Gedolim used to see him chazer over Poshet Mishnayis. What could he... Every time a little bit more. The Torah says every time you go into something, you'll have another chiddush. You did it once before and you know it. There's going to be another chiddush. The Torah is doima to the daughter of Isha, says the Gemara. Every time you more, there's nothing more comes out. Every time you learn a little bit more, more comes out. They say in the house of the Chazanish, little kids were bekeem in the Mishnayas. They never learned it. The Chazanish used to chazer the first Mishnah Mikvos, and was the classic example. Everybody knew. Everybody around that area knew that Mishnah Sheish Miles B'Mikvah. They knew that first Mishnah Mikvos. Unbelievable pair. The Chazanish used to chazer over hundreds of times Sheish Miles B'Mikvah. What could it be? You get a little more clarity each time. Nocha clarity. Nocha chidush. Nocha zach. Chidush is clarity. Understanding with a clarity. That's chidushi Torah of Chaim Volozhin. Having a clarity so that you didn't have clear before, that's your chidushi Torah of Chaim Volozhin. Oh, but Amelis, but Torah, boy, said the taste, that's Vegas. Ah, that's what I'm missing. And a boy said, it's a Rachmanis. It's a true Rachmanis. Because we're living in a door. That the whole door is steeped and living in superficiality. It's a total antithesis, it's a total opposite of this whole Yisrael of Torah. And that's what it makes it even much more difficult. The world with all the technology, what's the use of all the technology? Make it easier. Styrofoam cups, you don't have to wash. Instant coffee. Instant gratification. Instant, give it to me. If I have a claw in 3 seconds or left, 1, 2, 3. That's it, I'm not learning today. I have to have a claw in 3 seconds. Instant. Everything has to be so quick and instant. There's a steer up, mamish to the Yisrael of Torah. And that's what makes it so difficult. It's Rachmanis on us, Rabbi Yisai. We live, wherever we go, we get in a few seconds, we're all up in arms. Why the cab didn't come within 22 seconds? I'm talking to myself, awful. If the supper's not in 22 seconds, get the microwave. That's it. No problem. The woman doesn't have to, 20 seconds less. They have the speed microwaves now. Mamish, before you say the word microwave, it's finished. Speed microwaves. And everything is quick and instant, this and that. He mamish, his supper was in 33 seconds, his coffee was 12 seconds, and he finished his whole breakfast from the beginning to the end in two minutes and 27 seconds. He comes out to learn now. He has spent 3 hours on the Rashba. Give me the instant Rashba! When's it coming out? Instant Rashbas! Our old favorite, chip along with shots! They have a new operation. You go to the doctor. It's a 20-minute job. Because that also has to be quick. Even the operation. You go in. They do a minor surgery in your brain. They open it up a little. They put a chip of shots inside. And then you walk around and you know the whole shots. They're trying to make the operation even quicker. Chip along with shots, it's called. It's been advertised. In lawyers, you open up the new magazines. Country Yossi, you'll find it. Chip along with shots. A big picture of a cowboy there. He knows the whole shot underneath his cowboy hat. There's a chip along with Chas. You can learn the whole Shasha boy side. The Chaim Shlevitz once said, how do you learn Chas? Someone asked him, learn Chas? You have to get sick over Chas. That's how you learn Chas. To learn Chas, let's learn it up. Let's learn Chas. Turn the pages quick. We got to make the Siyum HaShas. Learn Shas. I knew people that there was once a program here. Learning Shas. They do Shas in a year. 7 blot a day. Mamish, quick, get it out. 7 blot. I'm not against it. I'm going to need to learn. Sometimes he needs it. But that's Rabbi Yisrael Berishim wants a Melos. He wants work in Torah. And you can learn Bekiyas. I'm not talking about learning Bekiyas. I'm Chaim Brisk out of Seder. 2 storm a day for 6 hours a day. He learned 30 blot a day. Be'ir, Rabbi Yisrael. 30 blot a day. Be'ir. I'm not talking about Bekiyas and Be'ir, Rabbi Yisrael. That's not the get. Not the name Shmuz. And Chaim learned and he understood. He worked to understand what's being said. You go right there. You have to understand what he said. You don't have to kvetch. But to understand it, to know it, to become part of you. And sometimes it takes time to do that. But these quick things, 7 blot a day, 14 blot a day, 32 blot a day. I knew a bacher that did it in 1 year, Boisai. I don't want to say where he is today. 1 year. Big Siyum HaShas, 7.5 blot. Where is he today? Surfing. You can't just learn Shas. You have to live Shas. You have to get sick over Shas of Chaim Shulev, it's said. Rav Chaim Shulev, Amelis Batoiro, hours and hours. They said he didn't know when he slept. It wasn't because he didn't want to go to sleep. Who had time to sleep? He was so involved in Torah. To know, to go through it one more time. Every time he learned with a chavrusa, it was Nochem or Chazara. Let's go over what we learned. Let's get it clear. And we go back to the famous story. They once learned with his chavrusa late at night. He had a chavrusa to learn Yerushalmi with a very big Talmud Chacham. And that night when they learned the Yerushalmi, the Mechazes 24 Mahalchim, they learned Yerushalmi. The next morning, the next day they came back to learn. The Chazes said, over all 24. The guy was amazed. How does Reb Chaim know all 24? You know 2 or 3 pshatim. All 24 mahalchim. Reb Chaim asked, I want to ask you, when you went back last night to your bed, what did you do after we learned? What do you mean I do? It was 3 in the morning. I went to sleep. I mean, I had to get up at 6. I mean, what did I do? I played backgammon. What do you mean, what did I do? I went back. I was asleep. I think he was married or he wasn't. I was asleep. I went to sleep. And I put my head into the pillow. I didn't want anybody to hear me. And I went over all 24 ways. I don't want to lose that we were stuff that we learned. Amelis, nochamol, till it's claw, till I have it, till it's gone. But it's everything has to be instant. Everything has to be so quick. And it's such a steer, Boisai. We have to be those who keep that mahalach, Boisai. Keep that surah halimut still intact. The one place you can find in the world, the Olam HaYeshivas. Who spend the hours of day. There's not a lot of fuki other places. They also learn. Also, I'm just saying that I should include all those requirements of learning. That concentrate on working to get something clear. And I'm not saying a person who goes to a shia, that feeling with it, beautiful, everything's good. But we have to realize that we have to get it in that the tafkin and talus to you are mailing by Torah. That should be our occupation. That's what we be busy with day and night. Uvohem neged yoyim anvalayim. He goyim, thinking into it, thinking, nochamu, to understand it. The Chayash Shulat, you have to say, he was back to go back to his house, it was very late at night. All of a sudden he saw a Shar Melech on the side, on the table. And he opened it up. Next thing they knew, Rabbi Yisai. Next thing you knew, was that he was sitting there in the morning, he came in for Shachar, and Chayash Shulat's head was still in the Shar Melech. He didn't realize what was around him. We're not talking about a person 300 years back, Rabbi Yisrael. He died in the 1978. And the previous Torah, they were living in the Torah. Nothing was around. They didn't hear anything. Didn't see anything. I have problem with Shmiras Ha'inayim. What should I do? Get a mask. Blindfold, 7 blindfolds when you go out and have a dog to walk you along. It's not going to work. They'll think I'm crazy. I'll try not to look out. Okay, I'll try. I'll try to carry it safe on the bus. Put it over my eyes. It's all fine and dandy. It's gavaldic. A person should do that. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, the one way to for sure guarantee that you're not going to see, you won't see, you know what, is your mind is Omer Batayra. Your mind is thinking in a good kasha, thinking and learning, chasming over something, Rabbi Yisai. Then you won't see it. I'm by myself, I've seen it, you don't see what goes on. A man, a boch in this generation, you won't see what's going on. If your mind is occupied in Torah, it's a myriad of gazar. Your eyes will see, but you won't see. You won't see, it won't make any impression on you whatsoever. Because the eyes are totally in the heart. If the heart is living in the Torah, the heart is omel by Torah, is living in the omel, you're not going to see it, Rabbi Yisrael. It won't register on the Einayim. Das is Achon HaFashvuz, Rabbi Yisrael. On Amelus, Rabbi Yisrael, we're missing out. We've been Rabbi Yisrael wrote a book. We've been robbed. What's the book? He was telling the Chiloyim, Rabbi Yisrael. He's been telling the Chiloyim with the whole book how you've been robbed from your Yiddishkeit. You don't know what it's all about. Learn what it's about. You see the Geschmack. I want to write a new book, Rabbi Yisrael, to us. We've been robbed. We're sitting years. And where's the Emes Hano? The Teretz is Das Felt in Amelus. There's a certain missing. We're missing in our Amelus. I'm talking to myself also. When a person's Omel, he feels it. He feels it under a mantra, Rabbi Yisrael. You feel Mitzrayim. You feel under it for the whole world. You feel special. You feel connected to the Ribbono Shel. You feel the Davkeinu. You feel the Dveikus to his mitzvahs. You feel the Dveikus to the Ribbono Shel in all ways, Rabbi Yisrael. And a tefillah that comes from that, Rabbi Yisrael, Muzayin Emfri, it could change the whole world. It becomes Gishmeichem, it becomes Artichem. A Bach and Yeshiva, you could go to him. If he's Omel Batar, go to him and get brachas, Rabbi Yisrael. You could talk to Chavetz Chaim, the Shemayin of Vod, go to him to get brachas. Ah, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to realize that this brings the Ahava Satoru also. I want to get Ahava. I want to get love of Torah. I want to see the love of Torah. I want to have this button to learn and learn and learn. Years I'm working for it. What does it come from? Ava is from the root of have, I always said, to give. When you give, you receive that Ava. When you give to the Torah, when you love the Torah, and you love it with it as your only love in the world, the Torah gives over to you. The Torah pays back, reciprocates that Ava, and it loves you. And I want to give over the Messiah Satoras of Rashi and Amiri the Garashi. Look it up in Sanhedrin. Sadik Tes Amit Beis, Nefesh Oma Amol Eloi. That if you're Omol in Torah, that Torah itself works for you and it goes up to Shemayim and it sends down secrets and you get Amiri secrets, Amiri understandings in Torah that no one ever heard of. This Bach is doing. And there's much Amiri love of Torah. It's just unbelievable. You just want to learn more and more. And you just want to keep steiging in Torah. It's B'chukosai Teilecho, as Shmuel Zavchi said. It's the Tehalicho. You want to be Hoylech. You want to keep going. You want to be a Hoylech. In this world, we're supposed to be a Hoylech. A Ma'ach is a Hoymeh. There's no more Madregis. But we want to be a Hoylech. How does a person deserve to be a Hoylech? And B'chukosai Teilecho, to be a Melech B'Torah. Hi, Rabbi Yisrael. I want to end with a story. Maybe with a story. What's made Ahavas HaTorah? What's this Mashpi and Andre from it, Rabbi Yisrael? They could see the Ahavas HaTorah. They could see the Ahavas HaTorah. People saw the Gedolim Mifraya people, and they saw those mensch was lived with Maybe the Simchas HaTorahachayim. What was burning inside the Ahavas HaTorah? Reb Zilberstein tells a ma'isa, a Meir Yudik ma'isa. A Meir Yudik story here. There was a certain Chiloni Yid who never had a son that was very, very sick in a hospital, Balancing Hospital. I think it was in Tel Aviv. And the ma'isa, next to that bed of that kid who was very sick, was another kid of an Avreich and a Yeshiva. Also, the bed for some area. He also had a child whose kid was sick in the bed. The kid of the chalani was a matzav kosher ma'oid mamish, and they were the bed all the time. The parents of the chalani kid were there by the bed all the time, and the avrechs, my father and mother, were there also. And l'maisa, from time to time, they were shmoozing biyach and had a shmooze together.
And slowly but surely they got a little kesher, being there so much time, so many hours waiting and talking. And he started, because of the matzav of his kid, the Avreich saw there was a mokoyim to be mashpia on this chiloni, maybe to come back to his roots. And he started to talk to the mechazik, and slowly there was certain tesoris over there, machos, the matzav and everything. And all of a sudden he saw that there's a very serious spark there of Soyz L'Tshuva. One night, if they were talking very much about what Torah means, the chashivas of Torah, the godless of Torah, how much what Torah can do for a person, it sent off a murder, a spark in the Sri Lanka. He jumped up and he said, all of a sudden, that he's interested. And all of a sudden there was a silence. So he knew that a strong statement was in the coming from this Chiloni Yid. All they could hear was the footsteps of the nurses in the hall in the corridor as they sat there silent for a second. Pitom, the father of this Chiloni says, can you show me at this moment right now, Bachrim sitting and learning Torah? I promise you, he said, if you could show me at this hour, Bachrim sitting and learning, I'll be chayz b'tshuva. Good thing it wasn't early. No. I'll be chayz b'tshuva. What time was it, Rabbi Yisai? The time they finished that conversation, the time was 2 in the morning at night, Rabbi Yisai. Some yeshivas, not a problem. They get up to start learning. But anyway, it was 2 in the morning. So the Avreich was a little nervous what to say. He saw, if you could show me a yeshiva with 10 bachrim learning, besides the daf gemara at this hour, ani maftiach am lichayze b'tshuva. Avreich didn't know what to say. He wanted to mashpia more. He knew this was the opportune moment. Who at 2 in the morning, 10 bachrim sitting in the yeshiva, 2 in the morning, by the time they get to the place, they'll be close to 3 maybe later, or 2:30. But he says he has to do what he has to do. The Baruch Hashem will do the rest. After a few minutes, they were in a car, heading for Panovich in Bnei Brak. This boy, the Avreich learned as a bachrim in Panovich, but even so, he was a little hesitant. 2 o'clock, and to get there was 2:15, 2:30, who knows what's going to be. Stopped outside the yeshiva, walking up the steps slowly, opens up the doors of the Heichal, and before his eyes, Rabbi Yisai, guess how many bachrim were learning. Take a guess. More than 50 bachrim were sitting and learning shtark, with a little bit of spilas, with a geschmack. After 2 in the morning, Rabbi Yisai, with a geschmack, and 2 bachrim were fighting over. This chilani was mahu, was astounding. After 2 in the morning, he saw these boys were look tired from a long day. After 2 in the morning, sitting there and hovering vita, they're not getting any money for it. There's no promise. $2,000 extra wages, overtime, undertime. 2 after 2:30 in the morning, they're hovering over 50 boys. The Rizcha de Reis are fighting over a Rashba. They're not getting money. What are they getting? 3 words came out of that Chiloni's mouth at that moment, Rabbi Yisai. Ani Choyze B'tshuva. And he was Choyze B'tshuva. But that's not the end, Rabbi Yisai. Not long, then an hour passed after the father was Mekabel, after he came back to his son, who was holding between life and death, a tremendous Shippur was Nikir and the kid. The Freifim who came to the Cheder were Nespoil, Rabbi Yisai. Nespoil! 48 hours later, the kid was sent home, healthy and normal child, Rabbi Yisai. Vos heis Torah, Rabbi Yisai. The power of Torah. The power of a bacha sitting after 2 o'clock, not getting any money for it. Now what is he getting? No fame, no fortune. Love, Rabbi Yisai. Love! When a person loves something, he doesn't, there's nothing else on his mind. He sleeps, he eats. All that's on his mind is his love. Rabbi Yisrael. We don't realize what we have. And b'chukoy sa'teleichu, b'shmeichem, you have everything, Rabbi Yisrael. We have everything. We have oylem habo, we have oylem hazeh. Rabbi Aaron once said to us, and I end, we said this for and over, I told it to somebody recently, Rabbi Aaron once told, a balabos came over to him and said, after a hei shmark shmuz, Rabbi Aaron spoke about, hachzokas ha-toicho, hachzokas ha-toicho, it's moiridik, you get rewarded, the next world, ki'ilu, that you learned, sochot zvulin, mamish, you get ki'ilu, like you learned, like the zvulin, you'll zochot to the Torah in the next world. So yes, a baron, im kain, ki'ilu, you know, we're equal. So Rav Chaim, if I can have a beautiful portion, an equal portion, oilam haba, but where's your oilam hazeh? Where's your oilam hazeh? To taste the rash, but where's your oilam hazeh? Rav Chaim didn't mean it. Very nice, Rav Aaron. It's a good vort. Where's your oilam? They'll say it over in 20 years from now, and shmuzin. Good vort. Rav Aaron felt it. He felt it. Why don't we feel it? Why isn't it such a simcha? When we learn the Torah, why should we have to give a shmooze about learning Friday, Erev Shabbos, and Moshe Shabbos? We have to give a shmooze. Try to be machanah to say it on Friday. It should be naturally. If we had the hanah, if we had the maharivnah, what are we missing for that? Lasik. We're missing the lasik. The amelus. The amelus of sitting down for a whole Seder and focusing and staying focused. If it's hard, my chavrus is here, my chavrus is not here. This is problem, that problem. Sitting focused on the Gemara, working at it. That's amelam batorah, Rabbi said. This is a problem, that's a problem. Sitting there focused and staying there. My chavrus left, my chavrus went out. I don't have a chavrus, I do have a chavrus, I had a chavrus. Next year I'll have a chavrus. That's not a teretz. Sit and I horrify. Noch up time. Let's go over the Tosfos again. Let's go over the Rashi. Let's go over the Rashba, the Ksois, the Mesivos. Let's go over quick and get pshat. I could do it. It's too hard. That's what when he's saying it's too hard, that's where you have to work. It's too hard. It's not too hard. Take word by word. Sit there. Work it out. It's going to take patience. That's what it takes. It's going to take Ravanya, but you're guaranteed success with Hosea. And you're guaranteed Hanor. And when you taste it, you'll be sent out of this world. You've become a kesh with the Ibn Shom, that'll become Kishmeichem, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be Zerich of Eza Hashem. As we're literally going towards Matan Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, what is Matan Torah? What is all about the Shavuos, Rabbi Yisrael? What is Shavuos? What do we have from Shavuos? Not a cheesecake this year. The pineapple, strawberry, banana, squash cheesecake just came out in your local stores. Get it quick. The 7-inch by 12-inch one. I'm suggesting to you. You could cry, we did measurements 2 years ago, you get 16 portions out of it. The cheesecake, that's going to be his whole, that's going to be his whole, that's going to be his whole, to feel, Asher Boch Abonu, Mikol Ha'amim, and also, I don't want to say, that's his whole. The cheesecake doesn't mean nothing, my boy said. Nothing, if you don't feel that on Shavuos. If all he felt is the cheesecake going down smoothly down his throat, that's all he felt, Sarala, what a good cheesecake you made this year! Unbelievable! That is Oilam Haba, that's cheesecake! I've now tasted Gan Eden in your cheesecake! It's must be gomor to have the cheesecake before inflation, the Chayav Dominik! And he's so tired after the cheesecake, he has to take a rest, he can't learn Shavuos now, he had too much cheesecake. So what does he come out of Shavuos, Rabbi Yisrael, with any feeling? What did he come out of cheese? What did he come out of Shavuos with? Next year, maybe a little bit more sugar in the cheesecake, Sarala. A little bit more. That is my Zichronos from Shavuos. He's going to write his Zichronos this year of Shavuos. Next year, a little more sugar in the cheesecake. Coffee should a little bit warmer in the morning when I come back from shul, Kabbalah for next year, Shavuos. What does he come out? If he doesn't feel Hashem Baruch Habonu Mikol Ha'am or Shavuos, so what does he come out from Shavuos with the person? How do I feel Hashem Baruch Habonu? This is the time we prepare for it. Shitu Ameilim Batalim. Ameilis, Rabbi Yisrael. Then they're going to feel unbelievable out of space. We're going to feel Hashem Baruch Habonu. And then Be'ezah Hashem. When we feel that Hashem Baruch Habonu, when we feel that unique that Hashem chose us, when we feel we're His true nation, Hashem Baruch Habonu v'nos ha'lonu v'espeirosoi, then Be'ezah Hashem will look down, Hashem will look down on us. So you feel the special uniqueness, I'm going to fill you up. with more and more Torah. I'm going to make you feel it even more and more so. Dasha Baruch Abonu. Because we appreciate it, Rabbi Yisrael. And we so to become emes, the gedolei leitoyra, oiskim batoyra beemes, v'shuzerecha be'ezah Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. This shvuis, to feel beemes dasha baruch abonu mikol ha'amin, v'nosan lono estei rosoi, v'shuzerecha be'ezah Hashem, to that yoyim ha'godol v'anoyra, the day when Hashem meets out toyra to kol echad ve'echad, v'shuzerecha to achelek, to become gedolei leitoyra, and people will give a nachas ruach le'yotzor, amen v'yomen.